two. You know what to do.
All right.
And welcome to another edition of 1234, attempting to bring you the very best in music from around the planet. I have a voracious appetite and I love sharing new and exciting music with you. Some artists that I have presented to you before, but they're back with great new releases. Jessica, who is a part of Jep and Dep, has a wonderful new solo LP with Reverie. I say LP, but it's actually a digital release. And it's absolutely gorgeous. We'll hear from Toth. He featured very highly in an end of year list a couple of years ago, back with a new EP. Emma Rusak and Lachlan Denton make magic together, and their album has just dropped. I'll play a single that's been welded into my skull in recent weeks, as well as Rosie Plain and Abby Houston. But let's start with a group called Posse, who a trio that mine really creative music with a big hands up and a shout out to the post-punk era. Theirs is music that is hard to predict, slightly melodramatic and melancholic, and full of incredibly bristling energy. They have a new EP out called Typing, and they've been teasing us with some singles over the last few months. And this record isn't a lockdown record, although it's been informed by it. It is a group who I've said are leading lights when it comes to creating incredibly creative and engaging music. This is the opening track from Potsy. This is Detainer Man.
Detainer Man. Beep, boop, boop. Beep, boop, boop. everything is feeling like a place long dreaming. Fall season, no scheming. I'm sleeping through the day, sun's up and I'm sweating, no question. I don't wanna be awake, gotta get up, gotta get up, you know, gotta get up, get ready for the day.
Piece out of Atlanta. They're called Dinner Time, and they mine that beautifully sort of half-melted sound, almost Dali-esque music, I guess you could say, because there are bits that resemble R&B. There are bits that are a bit funky. There's psych rock. Yes, it's all over the place, like a dog's breakfast. But that's a good thing. I really like their energy, and I really like what they do. I played for you the track Long Dreamin' from their Halfway Down release. Some really great songs on that. It was hard, actually, to choose which one to share with you. Starting out similarly with Potsy, I think I did play Sea Song a couple of episodes ago, but everything I've heard of theirs has something that just puts the hairs up on the back of my neck for a three-piece. They are currently, finally, after all the troubles they had, their last EP came out just as the lockdown hit, so it was a little bit hard to promote it. But this time, they're in the middle of a big tour, I think about 15 shows across the UK, and as I record this, they've just hit Sheffield. I'd love to see Posse in action. I'd like to see anyone in action, as it's been a hard time. Hope you're well. Hope you're enjoying the selections. I'm in the middle of recording a whole bunch of stuff for you, so look out and keep glued to the PimPod website. Melbourne songwriter's Emma Rusak, and we've played her music so often on this podcast, and I've played her music a lot on the radio. Her Winter Blues track from a couple of years ago still resonates high on my playlists. She's also a part of Snowy Band and Lachlan Denton, and he's been involved in so many great acts, Ocean Party, Pop Filter. Of course, he runs the excellent Osborne Again label. And finally, their album. We did play a single just before it came out. It's called Something Is Going to Change Tomorrow, Today. What Will You Do? What Will You Say? It's out on Spunk and on Osborne Again, and also on the, I think it's the, is it the Meritorio or is it the, no, it's another name. It's a Spanish label. Anyway, this particular track I'm going to share with you from the album Done My Time is so beautiful. And I have to say, Emma Rusak, as I listen to it, her voice reminds me in this track of Mimi from Low. There's just something very laid back and easy and beautiful about this track. But I love the way they work together, and they say there's a space for each other to be a bit dorky when they get together. I don't hear that. I just hear incredible indie pop music from Emma Rusak and Lachlan Denton. Done My Time.
All the noise from the streets outside. I've done my time and now I want to hide. It's nothing more than a neon sign. I've done my time. Who would have guessed I'd need a rest from the choice of such a long keeping score, but in my mind it's such a long time. All the noise from the streets outside. I've done my time and now I want to hide. It's nothing more than a neon sign. I've done my time.
Breaker, clean break.
back in the days of my old program, The Inside Sleeve, I sort of came to it with a deep love of weird music and indie rock. And there was a lot of different genres I was yet to explore. And folk probably was the one that I learnt to love. That's not to say I hadn't listened to folk music, but I wasn't looking at new folk. And as I turned my attention to the UK, I discovered a lot of amazing music. And I've presented a lot of this on both that program and on my podcast series. And one of the artists who stood out front and centre out of the UK is Rosie Plain, an incredible musician. And she's a part of three musicians that all sort of came out of that Bristol area. Kate Staples is the other, and the third one has left my memory for the moment, which is terrible because the three of them together make great music. But Rosie's new single is a part of the Lost Map series called Adult Swim, a bunch of singles they're going to release throughout the year. And her single, Silent Fan, that you just heard, is glorious, absolutely glorious. It includes some great contributions. Cole Pullis is involved, and Kate Staples, who I just mentioned before, of This Is The Kit, also features on the single. And Rosie says she thinks the song is thinking about encouragement and tension, giving it and receiving it and where it is. And it was that thrill of working with Colin, who had been very encouraging to her, not only through his words, but the music he created, that helped Rosie on this particular journey. Silent Fan, please go and find it. There'll be a link on the PimPod website in this episode. Download it and send your own encouragement and thanks to Rosie, because she's a winner, absolute winner. We heard from Emma Rusak and Lachlan Denton. And this album was recorded in about 12 hours. Now, when you go and listen to the quality of it, it's absolutely brilliant. They recorded it in a little home studio with two chaps from a band called Good Morning, Stefan and Liam. And it has a real joy to it, a real camaraderie. And it's the kind of music that comes from a deep respect and friendship. You can hear that locked into the sounds from their brilliant album, which has a very long title. Something Is Going to Change Tomorrow, Today. What Will You Do? What Will You Say? It's almost like Seussian in its titling. This is 1234, as we explore beautiful music from across the planet, close to home now. And I was very, very excited by the return of Jessica, who, of course, is part of the duo Jep and Depp. Her partner in crime being Darren Cross of Girling fame, DC Cross, who in recent years has created some wonderful guitar records in that American primitive style. But the great thing about Darren is he is probably even more voracious in his musical appetite. And the variety of sounds he creates across many projects is incredibly bewildering, the fact that he can do it all. He also has produced and recorded this brand new album for Jessica, which is called With Reverie. And it's self-described as sounding like Kate Bush on Valium. It's just piano and vocals. And this was the first instrument that Jessica played with as a child. I remember when I spoke to her and Darren in those early days of Jep and Depp, she hadn't really sung until she was much older. Sort of had, I think, a secret hankering to sing, but maybe a lack of belief. And it was Darren that coaxed that out of her. And how wonderful to watch how she's progressed from singing almost shyly as a part of Jep and Depp to taking that next step as a solo artist. These songs were recorded live, just vocals and piano with some harmony layered a little bit later on, and it's absolutely gorgeous. I hope you're going to like it. This is one of my favorite tracks from the album, from Jessica. This is Mountains. Thank you.
Blood and guts and loved ones.
That's the beautiful sounds of Toth and the track Muerto from the Death EP. Death and in its different incarnations, physical death, but death of relationship, death of self-belief. These are the aspects of death that have resonated with Toth over the course of his releases. It was his album a few years ago that blew me away, and he's got this incredible falsetto that I just find mesmerizing. Well, the Death EP is a collection of songs that he wrote between 2019 and 2020. Someone in his life, a family member, somebody very important, was dying of a disease that he too is suffering from and recovering from in alcoholism. He spent that time trying to help them in the last couple of years of their life, and he connected with them more deeply than he ever had. And all the songs that were recorded in the same sessions as his most recent LP, You, Me and Everything. But he felt that these particular tracks belonged in their own little space. We heard Muerto. And we started with Jessica from her album with Reverie. Her last album, The Space Between, was that kernel, that sort of initial push of her solo career. And I remember seeing one of the very early performances when I was in Sydney visiting my parents. But back already with a brand new album. This is more minimal, stripped back, as I said, returning to the piano where she first started to learn music. And it's a bold and beautiful release that I recommend to you highly. It's only available on Bandcamp, so there's no physical form for it. Jessica's album with Reverie and the track Mountains. You've been listening to 1234. If you like what you're hearing, you can subscribe. If you find it difficult to subscribe, I need three of me, one just to run the administrative side and another to be the marketer. I hope the one that is the marketer has a better sensibility about that than I do, because I'm hopeless. But if you want to find out more what to do, it's pretty easy. Just send me an email, theinsidesleeve@gmail.com, theinsidesleeve@gmail.com. You can also contribute to the program in a monetary sense. I don't always, you know, I feel pretty uncomfortable saying that, but if you want to, you can. It's paypal.me/pimmon is all you have to do, is paypal.me/pimmon. We'll finish now with a track from Abby Houston, who has a love of classic 90s R&B. This is her second album that's come out on the Egg Hunt Records, and she's based in Richmond, Virginia, and like a lot of artists that I'm playing for you at the moment, her album Aha came together at the beginning of lockdown and reflects on the world's abrupt stop and her personal relationships. One marker for her being a guest on this program is she says, if I'm writing a song, it's going to be a little moody. Hey! Welcome to the party, Abby. I like you even more. This one is Home.
It's getting darker every day, you know. And I can't seem to find a way brighter. It's getting closer to that time of year where we try. We know.
Great track there from Abby Houston's AHA release. Played for you home. I'm Paul Gough. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of 1234. You can check out all the other programs on the PimPod website. And of course, each program has a playlist with links where you can follow through to the artists, have a listen to the whole release, and hopefully show them your love and support. I hope you'll join me very soon because I've got a lot of great music to share with you.